Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're just going to use the next few minutes. I know we're not going to talk about football. I love talking about football, but I got to give you guys updates on the coronavirus. I don't want people panicking. It is serious. It's serious stuff. But, you know, I want to tell you piece by piece of the pieces we're getting. Are we getting all the pieces? Are we getting the true story? We don't know. But of the pieces that we're getting, I will convey those pieces. So, death toll is now at 213. Pretty scary in the 1 month time. We are talking 31 days since the outbreak happened. We're already at 213 deaths, over 9,500 cases. We're almost at 10,000 cases. This is a larger number of cases than the SARS outbreak that we had in 2002 to 2003, but less deaths, thank God. That outbreak, I believe, was from November 2002 to July 2003. I need to double check the dates, but that spanned about 6-7 months. Killed over 774 people. We're already at 213 people in a month. So it is. It's very, very scary. The World Health Organization yesterday finally declared this a global health emergency. People were asking, why did it take so long? It's because, again, they had to, and they said that they kind of had to wait till it was out of China. You know, we've had 5 cases in the U.S. We haven't heard of any new cases yet. 2 in California, 1 in Arizona. 1 in Washington State and 1 in Chicago. The one in, I believe, Chicago transferred from husband to wife. Maybe we have a 6th case. I need to double check that. But the World Health Organization kind of had to wait until it affected the world. It couldn't just be in the one country. And what does it mean when they declared a global health emergency? Well, it means then they could get money. They could get political, support. And they kind of need, you know, whenever we have an outbreak, if it's just a one country thing, the other countries don't seem to get involved. When the World Health Organization says, guys, okay, you know, this is a global health emergency, then it starts to put things on ballots or puts things on the, what's it called when you have a meeting and you have things? Oh my gosh, I can't even think of the term, the agenda. Okay, so now people have to talk, countries have to figure out what they're going to do. American Airlines and Delta, from what I understand, I think the pilots union sued, but American Airlines is now canceling all flights to China. Delta the same. From what I understand, the last flights out are going to be, I think, this weekend. It all depends on the airline. This is kind of an evolving story, but flights to China are going to be stopped out of those two carriers. We'll hear more about the other carriers. In fact, I believe one of the airlines, there's not going to be any flights to China until April. So airlines are starting to take action. This World Health Organization kind of label of this being a global health emergency kind of allows companies to take more aggressive action, which I believe kind of needs to be done at this point because we already have 213 deaths, and this is going very, very quickly. The problem, though, is we also don't want huge panic. This is something that could easily put us all into a global recession. You know, if China's economy gets hurt and, you know, their tourism, their, you know, exports, imports, things like that, you know, it could really have a domino effect. And so we don't want people to panic and start looting and, you know, committing suicide. Oh, my gosh, I think, you know, I got the sniffles. I think I have coronavirus. We need everybody to kind of take a deep breath. But we also need people to realize that this isn't a little cold. Okay? You know, this is a serious threat. And one of the reasons why I am on the side of this being pretty serious is because nobody's really kind of telling us why this started. I don't know if I really buy this whole bat to snake to human sort of jump. It happens. You know, coronavirus can be very highly mutable. It's a very smart virus. Things happen all the time, you know, and in other, you know, other countries, you have access to animals that we might not, you know, in the States, and they might not have the sanitation methods, but, you know, I don't know. You know, when an Israeli said, we think this came from a lab next door, you know, a leak, you know, I'd like those answers, and I'd like those answers because then we could study it more. So we now are, whenever there's an outbreak like this, you have panic. Whenever there's panic, they're stupid. So what's the stupid that's going on right now? Well, now, online and in social media, there's fake cures. So people are touting fake coronavirus cures. They know when people are panicked, they'll buy anything. They'll do anything. You know, like we're talking about masks. So I'm afraid to show you. This is a box I got, I believe, during the last SARS. We've talked about masks. These masks do not protect against coronavirus. People don't wear them correctly. You know what I mean? When they put them on, you know, maybe it'll help not get somebody spit on you, but once these get wet, it could still transmit disease. These things are selling for like $600 a box. All right? They're sold out in so many states, and that's kind of stupid because if you use them now too early before it really hits the United States, then what do you have when the poop really hits the fan? So these things are now going to be on back order, and you know, we need to really be careful about how people are approaching this. That being said, this coronavirus is a new virus. It's a little unpredictable, and it's unpredictable because we're being given information that might not be useful. 213 people died. Who died? Were they kids? Were they adults, healthy adults? Were they vulnerable? Now, one epidemiologist out of Great Britain said the majority of them were sickly and elderly. We need that information because maybe we need to, you know, when we do precautions, make sure our vulnerable populations are more protected. But, you know, would like to know that sort of information. And we're not getting that. They're not telling us who's dying. You know, is it the average, you know, 22-year-old college student who's living in the dorms getting this? Or is it somebody with diabetes? Are these quote-unquote elderly individuals, are they diabetics? Are they COPDers? Are they vulnerable from a respiratory point of view? We're not getting that information. All we're getting is flights are being canceled. It's a world health emergency, global emergency, and to go and buy your mask online. So we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have some breaking news. Some shots have been fired at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate after an SUV plows through two security checks. So Secret Service had to, I guess, return fire. This is a breaking story. Authorities had to open fire after a black SUV drove through two security checkpoints towards the front entrance of the estate in Palm Beach, Florida. That was about 11:40 a.m. on Friday. Both people inside the SUV have been taken into custody. It's not clear if anybody was injured. The Florida Highway Patrol and Palm Beach Sheriff's Office deputies say they pursued the car as it fled the scene. The SUV was located nearby following a short pursuit, and the two occupants have been arrested. Now, Trump was scheduled to leave Washington for this resort later today. He's supposed to be spending the weekend there. First Lady Melania Trump is currently at the White House and was expected to travel with Trump. So, this is a breaking story. I'm not sure why they decided to go now and not when they were there. Not sure what, you know, they were planning, if they were on drugs, what was going on, but we'll keep you guys posted on that. In the meantime, there's finally some interest in the impeachment trial. NBC had a piece on why people weren't watching the impeachment trial. I was getting my nails done the other day, and it was on. And usually there's sports or, you know, one of the, like, you know, women talk shows, you know, going on in the nail place. I usually like to watch sports. You know, I don't really listen to a lot of the talk shows, but the impeachment trial was on, and I found myself, like, closing my eyes and nodding off. I think Adam Schiff was up there speaking, and, you know, there's been kind of a relative disinterest in what's been going on with that, because I think a lot of people don't understand what the impeachment process is, and what they do understand means it's moot because you have the House sending the articles, the Senate probably not impeaching him, so why are we wasting our time? So it is a, you know, dog and pony show for some people. For others, it's a, oh man, you know, we can show the world that Trump was a bad guy. And so we spoke earlier that the Democrats needed four of the on-the-fence senators to vote for more witnesses, and that didn't seem to come into play. Murkowski, I don't think, has revealed what she wants to do. Collins says she does. Lamar, what's his last name? I apologize. It's not Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's of the Ravens. Come be some slack, people. Okay. Lamar's senator. Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can. Well, you know what? I talk a lot of football. Alexander, Lamar Alexander. Okay. He says he's going to oppose the move for new evidence. So where we're going right now is a move towards by the end of today, this whole impeachment trial could be done. However, a bombshell, breaking news just broke, saying that John Bolton had, from what I understand, released a book. And in this book, it implicated that Donald Trump had pressured Ukraine to dig up dirt on the Democrats in early May. This was a draft manuscript by Bolton. According to Bolton's account, Trump told him to call Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to make sure that the newly elected leader would meet with his personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani. Now, Trump had denied the allegation of a statement. I never instructed John Bolton to set up a meeting. He, for Rudy Giuliani, said one of the greatest corruption fighters in America and by far the greatest mayor in the history of New York City to meet with President Zelensky. That meeting never happened. So CNN has not seen a copy of the manuscript. I guess the report would be the earliest known instance of Trump actively trying to exert political pressure. What some attorneys or some what Lamar Alexander had said is he believes that Trump did that, but it's not impeachable. And so you have a lot of people kind of questioning what exactly is impeachable and what's not. So, you know, from what we understand, if it's a violation of the Constitution, if our president is violating the Constitution, then he could be impeached. But like in Bill Clinton's case, he cheated on his wife in the White House. That doesn't violate the Constitution, so he's not going to be removed from office. It was crappy. It was disgusting what he did, but not impeachable. So is what Trump did, you know, withholding, if he did it, withholding aid from the Ukraine, impeachable? Presidents withhold aid all the time. They, you know, no, we're not going to send this until you play ball. It's been pretty, I mean, you know, how many times have people been discussing, oh, well, let's kind of withhold aid to Israel, or let's do this, let's do this. And so, you know, this aid thing, it's not just a one-sided sort of transaction. When there's aid, there's expectations on the other side. Where this gets tricky is he wanted another country, allegedly, to investigate the Bidens. And I don't know if anybody's going to talk about what the Bidens did or if the Bidens, you know, are guilty of something that needs to be addressed. I don't even know. It's all been about Donald Trump. So you have kind of a country going, oh, yeah, that means he's got to be removed from office. And then you have other parts of the country going, give to me a real reason why we need to disrupt the economy, while we need to disrupt all the things that have been kind of progressing, the unemployment. You need to give us a better reason to remove somebody from office than withholding aid to Ukraine. And so that's where we are right now. So this John Bolton, quote unquote, bombshell, not sure if it's going to incite more witnesses. Lamar Alexander was said, look, whether he did it or not is not the point. Is it a constitutional violation? If it's not a constitutional violation, he's not going to be impeached. So I am of the side of we got bigger fish to fry. I don't want somebody being in office that abuses power. I don't want a Nazi coming into office. I don't want somebody who is going to turn our country into a communistic or, you know, socialist, sort of government and economy and landscape. You know, I want somebody who's going to be democratic. I want someone who's going to uphold the Constitution. I want someone that's going to preserve the Republic. So whether you think Trump will do that or not, that's up to you. But I think we got some bigger fish to fry. I think our economy has been doing fantastic. I'm not sure what's going to happen with this whole, you know, corona issue. With American Airlines and Delta stopping flights to China is pretty aggressive. With the World Health Organization, aggressive but necessary. World Health Organization calling this a global health emergency is aggressive but necessary. Beijing, however, is now attacking the U.S. for inappropriate response to coronavirus. They're pretty mad. American Airlines and Delta, as you know, have stopped all flights to China for at least 1 month. China's not happy. Delta said it's suspending all of its U.S. flights to China starting this upcoming Wednesday due to ongoing concerns. Flight ban is going to last till April 30th. American Airlines, it's going to last till March 27th. Both bans were announced after the World Health Organization determined their public health emergency of international concern. China, of course, not too happy. China's officials fired back after the U.S. advisory, saying it was an appropriate response, while promising that the coronavirus would get under control. Cases on a global scale have now risen to 9,900. So more than the SARS outbreak in 2002-2003 and in 1 month's time. Also concerning, death tolls at about 213. We have, unfortunately, people in Italy now. I think there's a case in Italy. I believe there's a case in Russia. Let me see what the latest is. Russia reports 2 cases of coronavirus. Russia's Deputy Prime Minister Tatiana Golikova told reporters on Friday that the country has confirmed their 2 first cases. They were Chinese citizens who had been isolated. All flights to China from Russia are now halted. Singapore's health ministry has banned entry to all Chinese visitors and foreigners. So Singapore is banning Chinese travelers. I don't believe they have a case yet. Italy is declaring a coronavirus emergency. They're poised to declare a state of national emergency. I don't know if they have a case or not. I thought we heard. Britain reports its first 2 cases within the last 24 hours. Mongolia has closed all their ports of entry. And we have British Airways, Air Seoul, Egypt Air, Lion Air, Lufthansa, Swiss Airlines, Austrian Airlines, Kenya Airways, Vietjet, and Air France are all suspending flights. So Shanghai imposes a face mask purchase limit. Residents have to now register to buy face masks. Each household will be initially limited to buying 5. So, are we over panicking? No, I don't want anybody to panic, but we do have to take this seriously. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your
your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate could vote today to acquit President Trump in the impeachment trial.
The American people, and frankly people all over the world, know it's a hoax. They understand it.
President Trump at a rally last night in Des Moines, Iowa, as his trial shifts to a fight over new testimony.
The president's people are telling you to avoid witnesses because they are afraid of the witnesses.
Jerry Nadler and House prosecutors have already proved their case, according to Republican Senator Lamar Alexander. He said the president did hold up aid to Ukraine in order to get an investigation into the Bidens, and he says that was inappropriate. But he doesn't think it was an impeachable offense, so according to him, no more testimony is needed. White House Democratic hopeful John Delaney has made an announcement. He's decided to drop out of the race in his run for the presidency. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, a headline today is the offensive coordinator of the Grand Valley State University football team in Michigan has resigned. As Morris Berger had shown an interest in wanting to have dinner with Adolf Hitler, apparently allegedly praising his leadership abilities. He had been suspended, of course, before he resigned. He was a newly hired football coach. Morris Berger was hired as offensive coordinator for Grand Valley State University in Michigan on January 20th. And he told a student newspaper, The Lanthorn, that Hitler topped the list of historical figures he would like to have dinner with. He's a history graduate from Drury University. Berger was asked in the interview on January 23 to name three historical figures he would share a meal with. This is probably not going to get a good review, but I'm going to say Adolf Hitler. It was obviously very sad, and he had bad motives, but the way he was able to lead was second to none. He writes how he rallied a group and a following. I want to know how he did that. Bad intentions, of course, but you can't deny he was a great leader. No, you can deny that. Just because he had some years of success doesn't mean he was a great leader. He scared people into submission, threatened to kill them and their families. That's not a great leader at all. And you would think a history, you know, major would understand that. He was not a great leader. He instilled fear. He rose to power, got powerful people around him who instilled power in many other people to join the ranks. Some people joined freely because they thought there were going to be financial rewards, so there were bribes. And then others joined because they thought if they didn't, they'd be killed. So Berger went to name JFK and Christopher Columbus as his other two choices. The interview was published the same day, caused an outcry before the student body, before catching national media attention. Berger was suspended on Monday, as university officials said they were conducting a thorough investigation, and then the university announced his resignation yesterday. Over the last 11 years, he writes, I have taken great pride in the responsibility and privilege of being a teacher, coach, mentor, and a valued member of the community. I was excited and proud to be at Grand Valley, and I'm disappointed that I will not get the opportunity to help these players in 2020. However, I do not want to be a distraction to these kids, this great university or coach, as they begin preparations for the upcoming season. So, he said, in a poor effort to give an out-of-the-box answer to a question, I mistakenly communicated something absurd. There is no justifiable excuse. It was insensitive and not my intent. I failed myself and my parents at this university. The answer I attempted to give does not align with the values instilled in me by my parents, nor represent what I stand for or believe in. He also pledged to work to regain the trust and respect of everyone I have let down. So he doesn't want people thinking of him as a Nazi. Head coach Matt Mitchell added nothing in our background and reference checks revealed anything that would have suggested the unfortunate controversy that has unfolded. This has been a difficult time for everyone. I accept Coach Berger's resignation in an effort to move on and for us to focus on the team. So you have some people saying, was it so bad that he said he wanted to, you know, have dinner and talk to Adolf Hitler? See, if I've ever said that in my past, it's because I would want a chance to kill Adolf Hitler, right? If I ever said I would like to have a one-on-one discussion because I, you know, I would have wanted to end the destruction and the killing of millions of Jews and Christians and nuns and gypsies and children and, you know, all sorts of people that he destroyed. And, you know, try to turn back the clocks of World War II wouldn't have happened. You know how many Americans died, you know, because of this villain, this piece of, you know. But I don't know if you've read The Killing of the SS. Bill O'Reilly wrote a book. And in it, he echoes what a lot of us have known. But, again, you don't see it in the history books. They say, you know, 6 million perished. 6 million Jews perished. The count was beyond that. Same thing with Christians and non-Jews. 6 million of them, the count was beyond that. So when they say 6 million died, just double it. There were millions that weren't bodies never found, destroyed. If people didn't count, you know, they might have taken roll call in these concentration camps, but they might not have necessarily counted up, right, and displayed publicly how many they killed. This stuff was going on for years privately. There were mobile death camps, you know, mobile gas chambers, and, you know, that they would come to cities and kill people and, you know, it was just the atrocities. And after World War II, would be naive to think that anybody who was Nazi, all of a sudden wasn't going to be Nazi anymore. Wasn't going to have that thinking. So, of the millions of people that joined the Nazi Party, you had people that escaped. Apparently the Nazi Party, before they fell, made sure they had multiple companies in multiple countries and were planning to resurrect the Fourth Reich so that after the war they could come back. I'm not saying this coach is that. We're moving on in, you know, to another subject here. But Nazis exist. People who feel that Jews ruin the world Christians that align with them are bad. There are people out there that believe that. And Nazis escaped. They were in hiding. Some of them were found. Many weren't. And they didn't just all of a sudden stop their beliefs. If this was something that they were, you know, ingrained with, they, you know, kept those thoughts. And so to think that there is not a robust population of Nazis out there is very, very naive. And then you have people who aren't Nazis that are fascinated by somebody like Hitler. Doesn't mean they're Nazi. Like Berger, I don't think he's a Nazi at all. But you have people fascinated by evil. You know, it's interesting. One of my husband's cousins, when he was a little kid, we would ask him who his favorite character was in a cartoon, a Disney cartoon. And he would always name the bad guy. So in Lion King, it was Scar. In Aladdin, it was Jafar. Those were his favorite characters. And great kid, grown up, you know, very mentally, you know, perfect as far as I understand. I mean, great person, loving, whatever. But he was intrigued by the bad guy characters. Those were the ones that appealed to him, probably connecting with his creative side. And so when you have a kid, parents have asked me, they go, you know, my kid kind of likes the bad guy. Is that a problem? No, it's not a problem. Because, you know, that probably means the kid's kind of smart, because a lot of the good guy characters aren't very dimensional. There's a lot more, you know, there's a lot more interest, and, you know, color into the characters that are, you know, like Jafar. Jafar was a fantastic character on Aladdin. Not my favorite, I like Aladdin. I think I like the tiger, Jasmine's tiger, but, you know, and the genie. I love the genie. But for me, because I look for happy and all that, other people are looking more for creative and for, you know, excitement and drama. So if somebody is intrigued by how Hitler did it, the drugs he used, you know, and is a World War II buff, I don't have a problem with that, you know? But if Berger said he was a great leader, that is the wrong thing to say, because he's putting something positive. He's connecting something positive. And again, I'm not accusing him of being Nazi or anything like that, you know, and people do have a right to their opinion, you know, but in this day and age, you know, somebody saying, I would have loved to be able to talk and meet Hitler just to, like in my case, so I could, you know, end World War II right then and there. But somebody saying, because I'm fascinated with the way he led and I think he's a good leader, you know, even though he was a bad guy, that starts to kind of rub people the wrong way. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxetril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxetril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxetril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxetril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxetril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Did you guys know that Brexit is supposed to happen tonight? It's supposed to actually happen in a few hours. Did you guys know that? I mean, I knew it was coming. I guess today's the day. It's supposed to happen at 11 p.m. London time. Boris Johnson is going to deliver a plea for the country to move on from exit as the UK is leaving the EU tonight. He will stress his belief that the referendum has a vote for lasting change in neglected areas of the country. And I guess there's going to be a reception. And I guess the UK's legal membership of the European Union is going to come to an end on the stroke of not midnight, but 11 p.m. This is after 3.5 years of turmoil. You would think there'd be more headlines about this, but I found this one. Mr. Johnson, Boris took his senior team to the city in the Northeast this afternoon in a symbol of his desire to level up every part of the country. He told the meeting the UK is starting, he told that in the meeting, there's a typo there, that the UK is starting a new chapter and he would be going full steam ahead to bring the nation together. He will use an address to the nation later to draw a line between the bitter war between Brexiters and Remainers. I guess that's what they're called. Brexit wants to leave, Remainers want to remain, insisting that cutting ties with the European Union is not an end, but a beginning. Apparently people seemed in high spirits, they posed for pictures, this is supposed to be a big day. Britain will be legally out of the EU from 11 p.m. tonight. Brussels rules will still apply for another 11 months under transition arrangements. EU leaders have delivered a, let me see, hold on a second. I don't know where the European Union is on this one. Hold on, I'm sure they're not too happy. But let me tell you what this turns. So basically what ends up happening is 11 p.m., Britain will legally leave the European Union and enter a transition period that will run through the end of the year, till December 31st. During this time, the UK will still remain subject to European Union laws, and free movement of people will continue. So meaning, you know, right now in Europe, it's very interesting. You don't need a passport every time. Well, you know what? Wait a second. No. I still needed to show my passport from England to France. But there, I might have done that with my ID. But you could go into Germany, to Austria, to Holland, to, and it, I don't believe you needed, I think there was that free movement. You didn't have issues. But I think we still needed a passport. I need to double check that. So, the EU and UK will use the standstill period to try to hammer out the terms of the future relationship. So they have a year to still finalize details. The UK is adamant that a comprehensive deal can be struck by the end of the year, but the European Union is deeply skeptical and has called for an extension. So a stall tactic. On Monday, Boris Johnson will deliver a major speech setting out his approach to the Brexit talks, as well as detailing his plans for a period of national renewal. So, Mr. Johnson also warned that failure to strike a trade deal by the end of the year would lead to the introduction of tariffs on goods entering from the EU, such as German cars, French cheese, and Italian wines. So basically, if the European Union wants, you know, Britain to still buy stuff and not add tariffs, they better play ball. One government source said Theresa May made two crucial mistakes. She wasn't clear about what she wanted, and she wasn't clear that she was prepared to leave with or without the deal. They said, we are not going to make those mistakes. We want a good free trade deal without alignment. We are prepared to leave without one if we have to. Mr. Johnson has also rejected calls for the European Union to be given automatic rights to UK fishing grounds and for the European Court of Justice to be the arbiter of disputes arising from the new trade deal. So this is big. You know, this is, the European Union has been an entity for a while now that Europe has kind of enjoyed peace. They've, you know, have had issues with their economy. But one of the big issues they've had is immigration. And so this move allows UK to act, obviously, more independently. They, from what we understand when we were there and, you know, talking to people and interviewing people, that the UK's love England. They just love it. I think it's the greatest country in the world. It's an amazing country, beautiful country, you know. But majority of people not in London have to pay for things that go on in London. And the, you know, very, very similar in terms of, you know, state monies and entitlement programs and things like that. And so there's a lot of concern that non-Englanders might be also using funds, needing resources, etc. It allows Brexit. There's a bunch of things this allows Brexit to do. By the way, England is already, they're still using their own money, and they still drive on the wrong side of the road. Maybe not the left side of the road. To me, it's the wrong side, but that's okay. So they've still been fairly independent, you know, kind of doing their own thing. Whereas in Europe, everybody drives on the right side of the road. In France and Germany, and it's just like here in America. England's always a little different. England likes that. You know, they like to be a little different. So I'm not surprised, but we'll see. This is kind of big news. I'm not sure what's going to happen with Brexit, but, you know, apparently details have to be ironed out in the next 11 months. Let's talk about Juul. Altria, who is I believe, subsidiary of Marlboro, so big tobacco, is noticing they're losing some money on their Juul investment. They paid $12.8 billion last year for a 35% equity stake in vaping giant Juul. The problem is in this last year, Juul has come under a lot of fire. And so on Thursday, they took a $4.1 billion hit on their Juul investment, blaming the increased number of legal cases pending against Juul. Those have increased more than 80% since November 2019. They say add in an earlier impairment charge, Altria now values its Juul stake at $4.2 billion, representing a loss of 67% or $8.6 billion in just 14 months. Now, Altria and Juul. So Altria wanted to get in on the, as big tobacco was getting squeezed, Altria wanted to get in on the vaping market. I think a lot of people did. And Juul exploded, made a lot of money. But there's accusations that Juul advertised to kids. And if they do find marketing to kids specifically, or emails that that's what they were planning, they're in trouble. The idea that they had flavored Juuls, to me, doesn't swing me because we have flavored alcohol. And it might attract kids, but somebody like me who's in her 40s, you know, I love bubblegum flavor. I love Jolly Ranchers. If you're going to advertise flavors, you know, adults like flavors too. You know, grown-ups still eat Lucky Charms. They like lemonade. So you can't just say just because you made something flavored, you were trying to attract kids. But if there is proof that you saw in, you know, emails and, you know, we need to hit the teenagers hard with this or whatever, they're in trouble. So we'll see what ends up happening with that. Juul, however, cannot be blamed yet for Evoli because, and Juul had even said, can we wait and see, you know, what these people are vaping before we accuse us of, you know, causing Evoli, the electronic cigarette or vaping lung-associated injury. And the majority of those cases were people vaping THC oil or the psychedelic component of marijuana. So, you know, a lot of these cases around Juul is nicotine addiction. Now, a Juul pod can hold more nicotine than a pack of cigarettes. And if a kid goes through two pods a day, they're smoking like over two packs a day. So it, we'll see what happens with big tobacco and vaping. But big tobacco is now losing, looks like, for a second time. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.